From the KASU Newsroom, I'm Jonathan Reeves. As the Arkansas General Assembly gets ready to go back into session Monday, a lot of eyes will be focused on what happens at the Capitol. Arkansas State University's System President Dr. Charles Welch says he'll be looking at how state lawmakers will address the budget. One of Governor Asa Hutchinson's legislative priorities is for a $50 million income tax cut. Welch says some tax cuts can have a negative impact on the budget for higher education. He says the governor's idea for a tax cut is a good one, as long as lawmakers don't make major changes or deeper cuts.
You know, we're not just opposed to tax cuts. I mean, responsible tax cuts that don't have an extremely negative effect on the budget can be a very good thing. And one thing I will say is, in concert with that tax cut, Governor Hutchinson's actually recommending $10 million new dollars for higher education, which we are very appreciative of that. And so the governor's balanced budget and executive recommendations that he is putting forward are things that, we can certainly celebrate and be supportive of. However, I mean, obviously, you know, that when it gets into the legislative body, changes can come forth and there can be different ideas put forth, and we just have to make sure that we pay close attention and communicate with lawmakers about concerns if we believe there could be a detrimental impact on higher education.
And Welch says that he'll be focusing on the proposed new funding model for higher education, which would reward colleges and universities on graduation rates, not enrollment. He says he's also concerned about a renewed push to get guns on college campuses.
Representative Collins, who has run this legislation in the past, has publicly indicated his intention to do that again. And as you know, our higher education institutions across the state have been opposed to allowing guns on campus, and we continue to be so. We feel like that is a decision that is best left to local decision makers, whether that be the Board of Trustees and their campuses. We feel like they are best suited, depending on their individual and unique needs, to make those decisions.
And Welch says Hutchinson's increased STEM initiative in high school is something that colleges and universities will continue to prepare for, as an expected influx of students in those emphasis areas will come to college campuses very soon.
Well, it is, and you're correct. I mean, we've seen a significant growth area in engineering. We've always had a very large and vibrant nursing and health professions program, and we anticipate that continuing to grow. The market sort of demands that are out there, and where the jobs are is where folks will head to. It sort of goes in waves, and things move around, and we still understand the importance of the humanities and the importance of those non-STEM programs and the ability to teach students to think critically and adjust and adapt, because jobs are adjusting and adapting so rapidly in this day and age. But I do anticipate there'll be a continuing focus on STEM programs and initiatives, and potentially incentives for those institutions that are really succeeding in those areas. And as you say, I definitely think that a state is one that has a track record of doing well in those areas, and we anticipate those areas to be significant growth areas for us moving forward.
And that's Charles Welch, who's at Arkansas State University System President. And Hutchinson will be in Jonesboro Friday talking about his agenda and the upcoming legislative session. And the ASU System Office will host a legislative reception Tuesday night in Little Rock. For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.